A Chamber of Commerce Day in West Virginia. This is Texans Training Camp today. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. Mark, we got a fun show coming up.
We absolutely do. We have observations, as always, and we have guys you want to hear from, like Benardrick McKinney with DP Sidhu and rookie Carlos Watkins from Clemson, the Texans' unofficial AAA team.
Texans Training Camp today starts now.
Quicker. There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for. This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Glad you're with us on the show. And before we get into quick hits, Mark, we've got something special.
Oh, yeah, Brian Cushing. Let's get inside the lines now as Cushing is mic'd up.
Can I get a scissor?
Oh, scissor.
Scissor? Give him one scissor. Give him a scissor.
Wait, I need scissors.
Scissors is poor and single, huh?
Don't even start with me. Don't even start with me with your English.
I ain't scissors.
I'd like to see you spell scissors. S-I-Z-Z-Z-Z.
Hey, if you like that, we've got much, much more of that. So be on the lookout for it in HoustonTexans.com over the next couple days. Now, back to the quick hits, Mark. A sunshiny day and the last day of work before a Monday day off. Needless to say, a little break is needed.
Yeah, I think so, Drew. You got 5 days of camp now. You get your first mandatory day off. They've been in pads 3 consecutive days. Absolutely needed to rest some guys and get back to work on Tuesday.
I'm positive about this team. I think this team is a very competitive team. You know, time will tell. It's a tough league. Everybody's good. But this team, I think health will be a big key. You know, injuries with any team is a big key. And so health's going to be a big key, but I like this football team. I like the way they come to work every day. I like the mix of veterans and young players that we have here, and I'm excited to come to work every day.
Tomorrow the Texans have off, and Mark, above all else, this has been a great week, a great first week, because no big names have gotten injured.
I think that's the headline, Drew. I mean, no big injuries, some soft tissue stuff, as Bill O'Brien said, but not life-threatening, as he likes to say. I think it's been very positive. Competition is key. Makes everybody around each other better, and that's been going on for the Texans so far in camp.
I think we've gotten a lot accomplished. A lot of situational football, third down, red area, a lot of different things that I'm not going to get into the details of that we're doing on both sides of the ball. These guys compete, John. That's the big thing. I mean, this is a very competitive football team, and that's really – I mean, I can't wait to come to meetings and practice every day because I know these guys are going to do what we're asking them to do. They're a very coachable group, the whole group, and it's been a fun week so far.
Yeah, positive first week of work and a positive first week for a lot of the guys transitioning from year one to year two. You, me, John Harris, we've talked at length about a lot of them. It's really going to be fun to see how some of these second-year players progress.
Well, I think it's really crucial, especially on offense, Drew. We all know how challenged they were last year. Now you get these second-year pass catchers in particular, Braxton Miller, Will Fuller, Steven Anderson, Tyler Irvin. They're all making progress.
Well, I mean, I think everything for them as far as schematically should be reviewed. They should know what we're doing schematically. Now it's a matter of really perfecting their technique. They're not thinking anymore about where to line up, what the call is, what to do, their assignments. They know their assignments. They better know their assignments. And now they can go out there and really perfect, you know, their technique on the different plays that we call.
One thing about this league, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. You can't stay the same. So improvement is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, and hopefully it's an avalanche of improvement from those four guys, some of those second-year players. You know, a guy who's in his third year is Benardrick McKinney. 100-plus tackles, 5 sacks last year. He was the only player to do so in the NFL. DP Sidhu went one-on-one with him.
Bill O'Brien said that you're really one of the leaders of this team. What's your attitude heading into camp this year? You know, what is it that you want to work on, and what are you happy that you've been able to accomplish so far in pads?
I'm a very physical guy. I'm just trying to enhance that, just stay physical, do better, whatever I can do to help defense better. Just try to be a better leader. If an offense create a big play, just try to get everybody together and just try to get a stop the next play and just play team defense.
J.J. Watt said that what you're able to do back there, he wouldn't even be able to do. Getting everyone organized, you know, being a quarterback, from a quarterback background, does that help you?
Yeah, it helped me a lot. I mean, my dad enforced me to be a leader since I was a young guy. And me playing quarterback, I had to be the leader of the offense. And then, so when I got in college, my position coach made sure I continued to talk. And it just came easy for me to just talk. And now I just like to talk and just get everybody lined up. I mean, it was kind of hard first time getting here. Young guy trying to tell J.J. Watt what to do or tell Vince, you got to line here. It was kind of hard, but I just had to man up and just be an inside linebacker.
You got a day off coming up here. What do you plan on doing? Have you seen much of West Virginia or the Greenbrier? What are you going to do on your day off?
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to rehab, get my body right, and just the next day, I mean, whenever we get ready for practice, I'm just going to get my body right and just enjoy the day off.
All right, enjoy it. Enjoy this weather, too, Bernard.
Oh, yeah, it's nice weather. I mean, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Thank you so much, B-Mac.
All right.
That is a sweet blonde hairdo by Bernard McKinney.
Yeah, I was going to wear my hair exactly like that, but then I decided not to once I saw him do it. And you caught up with a player that people have to keep their eyes on. Might not have the same kind of hair as McKinney, but he will be noticed. He's a rookie from Clemson, a school that's been very good to the Texans, Carlos Watkins.
What have you thought about your first few days as a professional here with the Texans? What's it been like?
It's been fun. I've been improving each day, you know, working on little things. It's been a long time since I had the pads on, since national championship game. So, you know, just getting back in the rhythm, working on the fundamentals again. But it's been fun for the most part.
How nice is it, by the way, to say since the national championship game?
It's nice. It's nice. You know, guys around here, they know. You know, I mess with them a little bit sometimes. You know, everybody from different colleges and everything. And, you know, it's kind of like I got a little bragging right. You know, not too many people got a national championship, so it gives me a little bragging room in the locker room.
And it's got to be fun for you guys, too, to see all the orange in the state. There's a lot of Clemson fans out watching you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's why I love Clemson. Fans travel everywhere. They the best supporters ever. You know, it's good to see the purple and orange.
What's been the best part off the field of camp so far here in the Greenbrier?
Well, off the field, you know, really bonding with the teammates. You know, the vets, you know, it's really fun. They take us in. They want to help us grow as a pro football player. But, you know, bonding with them, spending time playing little games in the locker room, you know. So it's really the bonding time, you know, that I've really been liking so far.
Yeah, and it looks like you hold your own on the four-score games too, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's really competitive, you know. So, you know, I got to win. I got to be king one of these days. I got to hold it to the end. So, but, yeah, that's the fun game, you know, we come out here and die for, so.
Carlos, thanks so much for the time, and we'll do the Spanish interview a little later.
Right,
sound good?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to work on that, too. So.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
All right.
Thanks, Carlos.
All right, thank you.
That Texans D-line gets J.J. Watt back, and you add a rookie like Watkins, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's a difference maker, and I think he's going to make a difference as a rookie. You know who else makes a difference?
John Harris.
The great John Harris and his bucket hat had their observations today.
Thanks, guys. You're right. It is time for observations, but I seem to have lost my notes. Jay, have you seen my... Oh, wait, that's right. All right, hold on. Okay. All right. Here we go. Brian Cushing with perhaps the hit of camp. Earlier today during team, little cutback run, running back turned right back into him. Did not see Brian, and man, he popped him. You could hear that all the way through these mountains. It echoed through the smoke earlier this morning. What a fantastic hit by Brian Cushing. And then you got the offense. Late in practice, a long drive all the way down the field. Tom Savage gets them in the end zone with a Deontay Foreman short run. Again, Deontay getting in the end zone once again. Great drive by the offense to really finish up practice. And I said Brian Cushing had the hit of practice. Maybe it was Whitney Merciless. As Bernardrick McKinney was interviewing with DP Sidhu, well, Whitney decided he was going to sack B-Mac and interrupt the interview, and it turned out to be some great theater. So those are my observations. I'll have plenty more for you. Oh, wait a second. Do I have any more? Nope, I'm good. HoustonTexans.com. We'll see you there. Back to you guys.
And you can hear John Harris on Texans Radio on Sports Radio 610 every weekday, 8 to 10 a.m., 6 to 7 p.m. with the whole gang.
Yep, and you can read his work on HoustonTexans.com for those of you who like reading, like Shaquille O'Neal, who once said reading is fundamental. Watching Texans training camp today is fundamental as well. We appreciate you doing so, and we'll be back with more of it as the week progresses.